5 golden rings. I just wanted to start with that. I know it's the 5th day of Christmas. I just couldn't stop. I like to sing. So happy 5th day of Christmas. Welcome to Peace on Earth. And today our gospel passage is Luke chapter 2, 22 through 35. And what is today's gospel passage? Oh, it's the story of the presentation in the temple. Mary and Joseph bring the child. And then it says, and to offer a sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. But just so you know, that's not actually what you're supposed to offer. What are you supposed to offer? A lamb. You only offer a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons if you can't afford a lamb. So people automatically are like, oh, well, Mary and Joseph were poor. Well, that very might be the case. But why did they not offer a lamb? Oh, because Jesus is the Lamb of God. That's right. The reason they didn't offer a lamb is because he is the lamb. He will become the eternal sacrifice. For those of you who remember the 14 stations of the Eucharist, Abel offered a sacrifice of a lamb that was accepted. Cain offered vegetables. It was not. Abraham offered a sacrifice of a lamb, not his son. The lamb was a replacement sacrifice. The Passover meal in the Old Testament that sets the people free in liberation, they have to eat the flesh and put the blood on their doorpost. The temple worship that then began was the sacrifice of countless, countless lambs. Jesus fulfills all this. His cousin John the Baptist points to him and says, behold the Lamb of God. And thus, the Lamb of Abel, the Lamb of Abraham, the Lamb of the Passover, the Lamb of the temple. And now we have Jesus, the Lamb of God, pointed out by his cousin who is being presented in the temple, and they don't offer a lamb. Why? Because he is the Lamb of God, who fulfills all the Old Testament sacrifices and who we worship at Holy Mass. We cry out 6 times during Mass. We proclaim him to be the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. We are blessed to do so. So today, let's be thankful for a lamb. Let's be thankful for Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, who is presented in the temple so that we could have eternal life. Amen. Merry Christmas.